Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting second. The second baseman, Gene Handley. Batting third. The center fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting seventh. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pete Suter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Savage. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bob Savage. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, George Case. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Conway. Batting third. The center fielder, Pat Sierrett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Heinz Becker. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow takes first base on ball four. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley bunts towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. Vallow moves to second. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn strikes out. There goes Rosar. The throw from Hegan to second, and Rosar is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Savage covering, for the out. One out. Heinz Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage strikes out. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Vallo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0-for-0 in the game. Handley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Handley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller takes first base on ball 4. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-1 in the game. Case hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCuskey hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Conway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway is 0-for-1 in the game. Conway hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-1 in the game. Sierra hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Heinz Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0-for-1 in the game. Becker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter takes first base on ball 4. Bob Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0-for-1 in the game. Savage strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley misplays the ball. That's an error on Handley. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boudreau moves to second. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Feller bunts towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Boudreau moves to third. Hegan moves to second. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-2 in the game. Case takes first base on ball 4. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway is 0-for-2 in the game. Conway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vallow strikes out. One out. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0-for-1 in the game. Handley takes first base on ball 4. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCuskey hits a fly ball into center field. CRS settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-2 in the game. Sierra strikes out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinz Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0-for-2 in the game. Becker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Becker moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rosar strikes out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-2 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hegan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar fires to first and picks off Hegan. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Feller hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Case hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Handley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Suter hits a pop-up towards first. Becker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tuck Steinbach pinch hits for Bob Savage. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards first. Becker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Steinbach for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vallo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vallo. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Boudreau applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Fowler now pitching. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway is 0-for-3 in the game. Conway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-3 in the game. Sierra hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Heinz Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Handley strikes out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-3 in the game. McCuskey hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-3 in the game. Chapman strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 1, and Philadelphia Athletics, 0. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.